الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. أما بعد، فقد قال الله سبحانه وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شهر رمضان الذي أنزل فيه القرآن هدى للناس وبينات من الهدى والفرقان، فمن شهد منكم الشهر فليصمه. وقال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم: اللهم بارك لنا في شعبان وفي رجب وشعبان، وبلغنا رمضان، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وصدق الله وصدق رسوله النبي الكريم. Alhamdulillah, we have heard, mashallah, quite a few very, very valuable programs. Allah give us all tawfiq to make amal. That is the most important. The ash'ar also of Hazrat are so beautiful also, and so beneficial also. Allah let us benefit fully, inshallah. It is beautiful also, beneficial also, BB. Not paid in breakfast, but beautiful and beneficial, inshallah. Allah let us take the full benefit of it, inshallah. And then the explanation of it also, and the valuable advices given by Maulana Jafar is Hazrat Sheikh Arif Billah, Sheikh Al-Ajab Arab Wal-Ajam, Hazrat Maulana Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahab, Rahmatullah Alayh, very senior Khalifa, especially in Bangladesh. And Maulana, mashallah, every day, he travels for about 4 o'clock in the afternoon to some area. Comes back only after 12, 1, 2, and every day. He's, mashallah, Allah has made arrangement for him. He's got a vehicle like an ambulance. And then he sleeps in there also. So what a great sacrifice. And he's also, Allah give shifa, he's got some illnesses also, but in spite of that. And amount of madaris, etc., makatib, masajid he's making, Allah give him a lot of jazaa khair. And Allah Ta'ala, let us all make dua for all the good work that is taking place around in the world where it's taking place. And Allah give us a full share, at least by dua, we all can get a full share. Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So the valuable point that he has explained, Maulana Musa, Allah reward him, he has explained it also, translated it for us, and very, very concise and beautiful and completely, he also has explained it all. So Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to make amal and to make qadar. Together with that, Alhamdulillah, the month of Rajab is here, and we have heard perhaps for many years now, and we should make shukr also, that Allah has brought the situation and the day when we are learning this du'as. Allahumma barik lana fi Rajab wa Sha'ban wa ballighna Ramadan. We are hearing it, we are making it, and inshallah Allah give us tawfiq to, on what the demands of this du'a is, Allah let us fulfill those demands. Otherwise, there was a time for us, for myself, for example, we finished, completed our studies, everything. We never knew there's a dua like this. We never heard of a dua like that. Now Allah, in His fazl, is making this common. These are deep things in our deen, and they are still much more deeper things, much more valuable. As we will progress, we will make effort, like a person who is digging a place where there is gold, where there is diamond. The more he digs, the more he's going to get. And a person who just sits by the side, who's more worried of his breakfast and his lunch and his supper, more worried of the weather, I must have this clothing, that clothing, more worried I must have rest every day, and once a year I must go more for rest also, completely for rest, all that he's worried, what is he going to get? But the mujahada, Allahu Akbar, Allah give us one bit of the mujahada which the awliya did. Without that mujahada, what are we going to get? And what mujahada didn't they make? Then what didn't Allah Ta'ala give them? And where they have reached? And after the we think it's a long life, but after the short, very, very, very short life of ours, what they're enjoying now. Where they are in the qubur, what enjoyment they are getting until the day of Qiyamah, until forever. It's not only till the day of Qiyamah, which will be also so long. Our life is extremely short. Very, very short is our life. In fact, our shortest period of our whole journey is our life here. For example, Allah, the first stage of ours, Allah created us, we were in Alam-e-Arwah. Today we are in the year 1400, we started from Hijri. And then, according to the Isvi calendar, from 2000, but then we also say BC, AC. And BC, how many years from the time of our arwah were there all the time? Adam alayhi salam's ruh was also in Alam-e-Arwah. For how long, we don't know. Then that ruh came into the body, which was in the womb of the mother. There it was about 5 months or so, that's all. Then it came into this world, which is only between 60 and 70 years, roughly. And then it goes into Alam-e-Barzakh, which we don't know till the day of Qiyamah, when will that be? And for after that, forever and ever, it will be. May Allah save us all, our family, our progeny, our ancestors, everyone. May Allah save the whole ummah, everyone, from Jahannam. And that a ruh goes into Jannah forever and ever. So this short life of 60, compared with all that, what is 60, 70 years? Absolutely nothing. Allah give us tawfiq to understand. So in that silsila, Allah tabarak wa ta'ala has been so kind on this ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allah ta'ala has blessed us with this great and honorable month of Ramadan. And to show its greatness and importance, Allah Rabbul Izzat himself from the beginning of the year, as we understand, which will be Muharram, every year Allah beautifies Jannah even more. And for the coming of Ramadan, Allah is beautifying Jannah. So what a great month this is, which Allah Ta'ala himself says, Shahrul Ramadan. It's the month of Ramadan. What a great month. And what a month also. The month itself is so beautiful. It's so great. Unzila fihi al-Qur'an. It is that month in which the Qur'an Pak was revealed. What a kitab the Qur'an Sharif is. Nobody can ever explore and explain the greatness of the kitab besides Allah Rabbul Izzat himself. What a great the kalam of Allah Rabbul Izzat. Yeah, we have the speech of a state president. We have the speech of some great scientist, mathematician, philosopher, whoever it might be. Or the speech of your beloved, your little child who is just mumbling a word. It is so dear, it is so beautiful and so beloved to you. This is the speech of him who has created all them. And know all the creation together cannot reach one but where Allah, in the qualities and the sifat of Allah tabaraka ta'ala. All the knowledge of the whole world, the Anbiya alayhimus salatu was salam, the Malaika, all the great people of deen, which is true knowledge. Dunya is just error, a test and tried. It is not a absolutely. Today one theory is proved, tomorrow it is disproved. Tomorrow this is very good. At one time Espro was very good for the health. At another time it was the most harmful for the life. At another time again it's proven to be the best for mankind. So these things keep. But Allah's kalam, where it was, it is still today. So what is Allah? And Allah in all His qualities is unlimited. There is no limit to Allah's knowledge. There is no limit to Allah's qudrat of creating. No limit to Allah's qudrat of forgiving. And we should also make dua, which our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi taught us, that one madzub, an ordinary person, he says, oh Allah, as great as you are, and there is no limit to the great, show so much kindness on me. Give me so much of your forgiveness. Give me so much of your jannat. Give me so much of your ma'rifat. Give me so much of your obedience. So Allah Ta'ala is that great being. And He has given this kalam, kalamullah, the kalam of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Allah also give us tawfiq that we don't just say ever Quran, but Quran Sharif, Quran Kareem. Allah give us that, that is, adab is a very, very, Maulana Jalaluddin Rumi Rahmatullah used to make dua to Allah, Ya Allah, bless me with adab. Today in many things we don't have adab. Quran Sharif, how we handle it also, how we speak about it, and we may be finding fault with other people, we might be looking down upon them, that they revere, they respect and honor their great people so much, they wouldn't take the name of the great people without wudu. So much they are particular. So we also, with regard to Quran Sharif at least, Hadith Pak, Hadith Sharif of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, how much adab we have, so much we will benefit. So we find that Allah beautifies Jannat every year from the beginning of the year, 9 months before, makes it more beautiful. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, 3 months in advance, from the month of Rajab, is making dua for the month of Ramadan. That give us barakat in Rajab, give us barakat in Sha'aban, and let us reach Ramadan. Otherwise, Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and every Nabi, and all Allah wala, their object is to reach by Allah. They want to be there, not tomorrow, not next minute, not next moment. Now they want to be by Allah Ta'ala. But for the month of Ramadan, which is such an honorable month, Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam says, وَبَلِّغْنَا Ramadan. Because this is such a great month. The month is so great. The Quran Sharif that was revealed in it was so great. To whom it was revealed, Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is so great. And those Pak Nufus, those Pak people in whose Sina, in whose bosom the Quran was transferred, Sayyidina Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala, Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sayyidina Ali radiallahu ta'ala anhu, wa anhum ajma'in. And then this silsila continues till today. Which is this ummah? So the vehicle of this is also so honorable, the vehicle, the month of Ramadan. And the rider in it is also so honorable, the Quran Sharif. So this vehicle is coming now as a guest to us. So let us get prepared. How many people for a wedding, they prepare so long before. And what is a wedding? There is no wedding in Islam. A nikah. And it is done so simply. Inna azaman nikah baraka aysaruhu ma'una. The best nikah. And whose words are these? Hazrat Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. If you want barakat, and we all want barakat in everyone. Today no time, no barakat in our time. No barakat in our money. We are earning more and more. Barakat is going less and less. We are taking more energy tablets, we are taking more time to go and rest, to rejuvenate, to build ourselves, but we are getting weaker and weaker all the time. What our little children used to do, today our grown-ups can't do. How much they used to strive. So their barakat is gone. So yeah, this Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala has given this kitab and this month of Ramadan, and Nabi Kareem Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam made dua for it from the month of Rajab. So what a great month this must be that is coming. The wedding is coming. We prepare so long before. We will go where and where to do shopping, etc. That is all dunya's lines. For the month of Ramadan, unfortunately, we also do shopping. We do our Eid shopping before Ramadan. There is no real Eid shopping also. The best you have, you wear. You don't have to go into special shopping or anything, and you don't have to go, for us, the white meat and all for the chicken and all for the pies and all that. We start from before. And also Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq, this great month which is so pure. Let us make sure that we eating also pure food. That the money with which we buy it is also pure. The food we buy is also pure. Halal and tayyiba. Allah give us tawfiq, otherwise today just any and everything just goes. For dunya things, a warranty, a guarantee on a thing, we make tahqeeq. But for halal, no, how can you must trust a Muslim. And on the same, in the same breath we will say, today you can't trust a Muslim. But you know, with this one breath we will say, no, he's a Muslim, he's slaughtering, he's delivering. And in the same breath we say, today you can't trust the Muslim also. Allah Ta'ala, give us understanding. These are very important. We are all weak. I'm the weakest. We are all weak. But this muzakara, inshallah, will say, at least bring consciousness in us. At least that we won't have that holier than thou attitude at least. That I'm not somebody, I'm not Jibreel alayhi salam. I'm not some great farishta or anything. I'm the world. And that is also something very great. To think ourselves, and Hazrat Maulana Shah Ashraf Ali Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi said, just to think that we are the lowest, just the possibility is enough. That person you see is a drunkard. You see, you never see him in the masjid, nothing. But there is a possibility he's got a good quality. He's looking after some orphan. He's looking after some old people. He's doing some good in him. That possibility is enough for us that I'm worse than him also. And in me, I see all my good. This is also a sad condition of ourselves. We only see the good. And in others, we only see the bad, whereas it should be the opposite. In others, we should only see the good, and we should only see the bad in us. But if we have to think for ourselves, what bad is in me? We'll find that we don't find any bad, really. Fortunate, and that is Allah's special favor on those people, that they start seeing the bad in them. And that is your starting point, not to go down, but to go up and go very high up. When you throw a ball down, the more harder you throw it down, the more higher it is going to go up. You just drop it, or you just leave it on the shelf, it's not going to go nowhere. But the harder you drop it, the higher it's going to go up. مَنْ تَوَاذَعَ لِلَّهِ رَفَعَهُ اللَّهِ. For Allah's sake, a person. Not for namesake, that I'm telling the people, oh, I'm the worst, I'm the weakest, so people must, and the people must think, oh, he says himself. So, and remember people, when you say you are weak, they will say, yeah, he's saying it himself. He's admitting it himself that he's the weakest. So he is so weak. But for Allah's sake, then Allah will raise you. Allah give us tawfiq. So anyway, this great month of Rajab is here now. The preparation is, mashallah, we have got some of our friends who have started rozas now continuously. Allah give us tawfiq, Monday, Thursday, Ayyam Ibid or whatever. But there are those friends of ours here who are, mashallah, keeping their rozas to get ready for the month of Ramadan. And Nabi Akram sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it is narrated, the most rozas he kept, Ramadan is full rozas, was in the month of Shaban. Ulama, fuqaha state, we should see, we shouldn't become so weak that when Ramadan comes, we practice so much our running, and when the race came, we couldn't run. No, that should also not happen. But at the same time, we should get used to rozas. If we get used to our fasting, our psalm, our rozas, then inshallah, that is already in the bag for Ramadan. Otherwise, for the vast majority of us in the ummah, the biggest thing for Ramadan is that we can keep rozas. But if that is already in the bag, then we can go further. Look at all the other great, great treasures Allah has kept. This month of Ramadan is like a dastarkhan, like a table that has been set. And delicacies are not of not only 20, 30, 40 types, unlimited. What things Allah has given in this month of Ramadan, and now it is for you to eat, ready for you to eat. So how much we prepare for it, Allah give us all tawfiq, inshallah. So before the month of Ramadan in Rajab, it appears that the barakat of the month of Rajab and the famous event that took place was the Mi'raj of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and really the sum total and the value of Mi'raj, where one side it is Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi laylam min al-masjid al-haram ila al-masjid al-aqsa, where Allah Ta'ala took our Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam in a little while, laylan, part of the night, very small part, that his babe didn't become cold also. So in that little while, where Allah and see the qudrat of Allah, that when Allah wants to give mi'raj to him, and who to who? Subhanalladhi asra bi'abdihi. The amount of abdiyat we have in us, the amount of humility we have, the amount of that we think ourselves, I'm the worst, I'm the lowest, so much more higher Allah Ta'ala makes it. How much more we throw that ball on the ground with force, so much Allah makes it higher and go higher and higher. So yeah, that if we humble ourselves, Allah will take us higher. So, and then the sum total of this mi'raj was salat. Hey, communication with Allah Ta'ala. So we should try and improve ourselves. Now, get ready. How many of us have got qaza-i umri? Men also, and mashallah, we have got those friends also that came and said that we broke our rozas, for example, in the month of Ramadan. They kept their qaza-i umri. Those friends of ours, they had qaza namazes, that, and they are happy, celebrating it now. Alhamdulillah, I've completed all my qaza namaz. And these are those things that make us so happy. When friends come and report, I've completed all my qaza umri, all my qaza rozas I had, I've completed. And those are the important things. Not to sit with a tasbih with 500 danas in it, and we complete that, that is very meritorious, very good. But our, what we owing, and what we owing to Allah Ta'ala, what we owing to mankind, we come clear on those matters. This is the important thing. And this is what our mashayikh have taught us, what is tasawwuf. Not that we just now reading long, long namazes, good, very good. But we see that our matters all our matters complete. With Allah Ta'ala, huquq of Allah. Allah, Allahu Akbar. We are so sinful, so sinful. Unimaginable. Our Shaykh Rahmatullah Alayhi should in fact say that before we eating, when the plate of food comes, ordinary meal at home, no all specials, specials are when we have a dawat or something, so many other things also, just an ordinary plate. What namaz of Allah, think a little wide, just your roti alone, that you can still eat, that you can still move. One time I visited one of our family in the hospital. When I just reached the door of the ward that he was in, his young son, grown up, married, he ran to me and he says, "Today, Daddy spoke himself, ate himself." Do we ever take it as an amateur that we're eating ourselves? Very different thing. Your wife in love, she feeds you, or your child in love feeds you, but out of need, like you couldn't eat. If you can never, if somebody else feeds you, it can be your wife, your dearest, it can't be how you want it. What you want in that plate, little of this, little of that, little the achar, little the chutney, and you put it in your mouth, add at your speed, that one morsel is just now finished nice, the next morsel, all, nobody else can do that one. And we are all eating by ourselves. But we never look at it as a ni'mat. We never think of it as, we never make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. And on shukr, Allah Ta'ala increases so much. Shukr is that ibadah. Shaitan said that, ثُمَّ لَآتِيَنَّهُمْ مِنْ بَيْنِ أَيْدِيهِمْ, I'll come from the right, from the left, from the front, from the back. وَلَا تَجِدُ أَكْثَرُهُمْ شَاكِرِينَ. And you will find that most of the people are not making shukr. So, to save ourselves from the onslaughts of shaitan also, is to make shukr to Allah Ta'ala. To increase our ni'mat by Allah, is shukr of Allah Ta'ala. But we are, وَقَلِيلُ مِنْ عِبَادِيَ الشَّكُورِ وَقَلِيلًا مَّا تَشْكُرُونَ. Very few bandas make shukr. And those few who make also, very little also they make shukr. We don't even recognize the ni'mat. وَإِن تَعُدُّ نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا. If you want to count one ni'mat of Allah, all of you together cannot count one ni'mat. The ni'mat of Allah Ta'ala, we should say to Allah, "Ya Allah, these ni'mat I recognize," but very superficially, just on the top, and that also not in detail. And my shukr is also totally incomplete. Wait, and my shukr is also, on that also I have to make shukr. That you give me tawfiq of shukr, on that also I have to make shukr. And if you make shukr on that shukr also you have to make shukr. So it's all just by the ni'mat. Anyway, time just goes. But this month of, let us bring our namazes in order. Let us make effort. The month of Sha'ban, our tawbah and istighfar. That is also a great thing. Whom Allah Ta'ala blesses with tawbah and istighfar. Very fortunate. And very fortunate is that person whom Allah opens his faults. Like that we make, "Ya Allah, forgive me all those which I know and which I don't know." All that also. But there are so many, when Allah opens it, then that more humility comes into a person. And he really begs Allah, and he sees everyone is better than himself. No matter who it is, a kafir also. Today he's a non-believer, alright. But we got no guarantee that he's going to die on kufr, or Allah will give it. How many people? One friend in America who was in the hospital, he says that next to him was a patient, non-Muslim. And he was getting plenty of visitors. That poor non-Muslim, no visitors, and our deen teaches us to again visit the sick and what great sawab, 70,000 malaika make dua for you. What and how many other virtues. Anyway, that person asked him, "So many people came to you, nobody came to me." It's the barakat of Iman and Islam. That is why, otherwise who will come? And who taught us this? They also got family, we also got family. They got friends, we got. But our family comes, our, because it's Islam. Appreciate this ni'mat of Islam. What a great treasure Allah has given us. Then he said, "Make me also Muslim." He taught him the kalima. He was finding difficulty to read it. La ilaha illallah. The pronunciation. This also makes shukr on our tongue. Allah made it. And Allah made in the kalima, "La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah." There are no difficult words from the ayn. All that difficult words, Allah made it easy. So for us it is easy, but for them we know. We tell a non-Muslim to read, he finds it a bit difficult. But he practiced. He got it right, he passed away. Where is he gone? So Allah Ta'ala give us also tawfiq. Don't look down upon any person whatsoever. But today, we just write off any and every person. We look at the good side. Look at how we can build the ummah, not how we can break the ummah. How we can make a person, not how we can break a person. Today our fikr is, we want unity, but we are running this one down, running that one down. Now bring them. So anyway, in Ramadan, in Shaban, Allah give us tawfiq to purify. And then we come to the great and honorable month of Ramadan. And we get the barakat of Ramadan, which are unlimited. May Allah bless us all with these qualities and appreciate this. And mashallah, how many brothers who come and spend the month of Ramadan. And Allah give jazah khair to our friends, that an effort is made on our aqaid also, on our ibadat, our muamalat, our muasharat, our akhlaq also. And these things are repeated. And this one drop of water that falls from a leaking tap on a hard rock keeps on dropping, one drop makes a hole in there. Waterfalls, look at the waterfalls, that waterfalls on a solid rock, eventually it makes holes into there. Soft thing like water makes a hole in a hard thing. And Allah's kalam, the month of Ramadan and all the barakat of Ramadan is not soft like water. And inshallah our hearts are not hard like rock, inshallah. That falls on us. And kalamullah, how much it's recited in the month of Ramadan. Allah give us tawfiq, increase us, and let us acquire all these great blessings. And Allah reward our mashayikh, through whose barakat we have these majalis, through whose barakat we have the month of Ramadan and all these programs that take place, and our friends who contribute to the programs and who conduct the programs, all the Allah reward them all, inshallah. And Allah make it a reality in our lives, and let every Ramadan, that Shawwal is our new financial year, that when we say balance carried forward, it must be much, much more higher than what it was during the whole year. And now with that big capital again, we do business for the whole year, spiritual business. End of Ramadan again, balance brought forward is much more higher than last year's Ramadan. And carried forward to Shawwal is even more higher. And we just increase, and then we go in our qabr, Allahu Akbar. Our hurs will be waiting. Our Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam will meet. The Sahaba ikiram, Allah give us that we see the Sahaba ikiram. We see our mashayikh, we see our asatiza, our parents, Allah join us all together there. And we have that great enjoyment even in the qabr immediately. And then what will be the enjoyment on the day of Qiyamah? And then from there the arsh of Allah Ta'ala. And all there, for all those who fasted, the dasturkhan will be laid out. And while other people are sweltering in their sweat, those people will be sitting and enjoying those beautiful, and from there straight to Jannah. No hisab kitab, Allah in His kindness save us from all hisab kitab also and send us straight to Jannah. May Allah give us all these tawfiq and Allah accept us and let us benefit fully from this year's Ramadan, every year. For that, make dua of our health also. And don't let us not worry about the white meat and all the Eid shopping and the Ramadan shopping. Now there's Ramadan shopping also, not only Eid shopping. Let us worry of the spiritual shopping by Allah tabarak wa ta'ala and prepare for that. Allah give me tawfiq in all of your coming and your barakat, your sacrifices. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah, and we move in the path of Allah.